Holly Black is a best-selling author of contemporary fantasy novels for teens and children. Her work includes Ironside, a modern fairy's tale, and The Spiderwick Chronicles. She's also a contributor to an anthology for teens called Magic in the Mirror Stone. Black told Anne Strangechamps that girl nerds and girl geeks definitely exist.
Absolutely. And I think more now than there was when I was a kid. One of my big claims to geek culture is that I was a huge Dungeons & Dragons player when I was a kid. I actually met my husband through Dungeons & Dragons because we were rival dungeon masters. So I feel that that cements me firmly high in the hierarchy of geekdom. But back then, you know, almost invariably, I would be the only girl in a gaming club, or, you know, I would go to gaming conventions and there would be very few women. And we would, you know, look at each other like, yes, we understand. But now when you go to gaming conventions, there are a lot of women there. And there are a lot of women at comic book conventions. I mean, I think really the culture has become much more open to girls. And I think girls have taken it by storm, too.
So what was it like, you know, sort of back in the day when you were one of the only girls in a room full of guys intensely focused on Dungeons and Dragons? Was that hard?
It was difficult because you're always in that situation when you're the only girl. You know, you learn to adapt and you learn to be able to hang out with guys, and that's kind of a positive thing. But also, I think you feel really weird. You feel really alone. Like, why don't other girls like what I like? You know, why am I always hanging out with a bunch of guys? On the other hand, you know, I joined the chess club to meet boys. So, you know, it's not all bad.
No, but I imagine also that might have been easy at a certain age, you know, 11, 12, and as you moved into 13, 14, 15, it might have seemed more and more uncomfortable, and you might have begun thinking, what's the matter with me, and why am I not like other girls?
I think being the kind of girl who, you know, in high school, I had half a shaved head, the other half dyed blue, and I was reading science fiction and fantasy novels all the time, so it was really only part of the whole, why am I different from everyone else? And I recruited girls to play Dungeons & Dragons when I was a kid. I was in this program for young writers, and I recruited a bunch of the younger girls and taught them how to play. Because, I mean, the thing about geekdom is that it is often kind of viral. You have to give someone a comic book. You have to give them a game. You have to give them a book. You have to sort of bring them in, introduce them to the world of conventions and all the other strange things that we geeks do.
So it seems as though now we're sort of seeing the reclaiming of the geek. You know, there are now people who talk about being proud to be geeks or proud to be nerds. Do you think that now it's become not just okay, but actually cool to be a geek or a nerd?
I think in some circles it is cool to be a geek. I think in other circles, I think it still has some degree of stigma, but I definitely think it's something that people who are proud of and are pretty pleased with. I think, you know, it has much less stigma than it did. And I think culturally, we have a lot more great examples in movies, on television, of the rise of the geek and the power of the geek.
Do you have favorites?
You know, I think Buffy was a huge changeover in terms of how geeks were perceived.
Really? How come?
Buffy meets a bunch of people who are geeks. You know, we have Willow, who's incredibly smart, and Xander. And what she learns from them is that these are highly competent, funny, smart people who are able to save the world with her. And that's a big part of Buffy.
Remember the old ad on the back of comic books, how to get over being a 58-pound weakling?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the image of the geek or the nerd, you know, this weak little person with no physical force. It sounds like what's happened now is we have this different image of a geek as somebody who can be obsessively into some very obscure thing and read 58-pound books and then also go out and save the world.
Absolutely, with their obscure piece of knowledge that happens to be the key that, you know, once given, will fit everything into place. So go us.
So you're actually co-editing an anthology called Geektastic, right?
That's right, with Cecil Castellucci. It's a little brown. And I'm really, really excited about it. We have some really, really, really funny stories. and really, really poignant ones too.
And what's the concept of the book?
The concept is stories about geeks or geeks observed. Many different kinds of geekery are invoked in the story. A friend of mine, Cassandra Clare, has a story in there in which she coins a term for the kind of sort of pointless argument that is a staple of geekdom, in which she calls it the dorkument, which is, you know, who would win in a fight, Batman versus Superman? Dorkument. One of my favorite parts. There's a lot of really funny stuff in there.
Can you mention one or two? What are a couple of the sorts of stories that'll be in it?
We have a story about a Rocky Horror Picture Show. We have a story about online role-playing. We have a story about a Klingon and a Jedi who meet at a convention. They like one another, but, you know, sort of Romeo and Juliet way, their various clans object. They're not actually a Klingon and a Jedi. They're people dressed. They're cosplaying as a Klingon and a Jedi. Mm-hmm. And so they have to try and sort through the tangle of, you know, can they be together when their friends would disapprove so strongly?
That sounds great.
Star Trek and Star Wars, you know, their clans do not mesh.
Ali Black is a self-confessed girl nerd. She's also the best-selling author of contemporary fantasy novels for teens and children, and a contributor to a teen anthology called Magic in the Mirror Stone. She spoke with Anne Strange Chimps. I'm so glad.